Graham Riley, Recollections of My Early Life in Borwon. I grew up at 40 Weir Street, Borwon. The residence, while dilapidated, still stands. It is a solid brick Californian bungalow my parents purchased with a war services loan, and I understand financial help from my paternal grandfather, a station master at Camberwell Station. I had many young memories of Weir Street with good friends, our neighbours, the Batemans, Ottos, Smiths, Bobles and Rowles. Jack Bateman worked at Vickers Ruwalt in Richmond. Ern Bovell, a gardener for the council. Mrs. Smith, a schoolteacher. We interacted a lot, particularly in the middle, late 50s when the Batemans got their first TV. We were invited weekly to watch shows like Tarzan, Jungle Jim, The Texas Rangers, My Friend Flicker. My father was a factory worker for Australian Paper Mills. My mother was a cleaner for two very nice Borwon families, the Beanies and the Burkitts. I got my first car, a 1956 VW Beetle off the Burkitts for $150. Sunday afternoon memories included neighbours cleaning their yards and nature strips. Weir Street had many plane trees where the leaves would be swept into the gutters and burnt. On Cup Day, I went up and down the street as a young kid and ran sweeps with the neighbours. You got to know everyone and usually everyone paid up. I kept that tradition for some years. Borwon's TAB was in Borwon Road, just off Whitehorse Road on the northwest corner. It was extremely popular, but archaic, as every bet was handwritten by the operators, including my mother-in-law. We played cricket all day for the Barneys at Macleay Park, then grabbed the Sporting Globe, the pink sports racing paper. There were huge crowds at the showgrounds then, and the extremely popular Penthouse Club on TV with Bill Collins and Mary Hardy gave prominence to the sport. Weir Street runs south of Whitehorse Road in the middle of the shopping strip. On the east corner was the woodyard, and on the opposite corner was the petrol station garage, called, I think, Suitors, but I've subsequently found it might have been Tyler's. Around the corner was my very good friend Michael Barclay, whose parents owned and lived above the milk bar. Next door was a deli, and on the west side, a coffee shop. The revelation later was the Tahiti Bar, an updated milk bar with the amazing Dairy Queen machine. Our doctor was Dr. Simpson, whose practice was on the corner of Whitehorse Road and Carepe Road. He did house calls, which was common in those days. Mike Blood was a well-known dentist, used to play for Hawthorne in the main strip. I went to his predecessor, Dr. Purton. We didn't own a car, so walking or public transport was the go. The 42 tram used to go up Whitehorse Road and terminate at Union Road, Mont Albert. There was also a 44 tram that terminated at a switchover near Hoyt's Theatre on the corner of Iramu Street. Those early trams could be freezing in the winter as the middle section was open to the elements. The nearest pubs back then were the Greyhound in Kew, the Harp in East Kew, the Whitehorse in Blackburn and the Palace in Camberwell. My young life was closely associated with St Barnabas Church in Borwon. I attended Sunday school there, was confirmed with my mother there, went to the Church of England Boys Club, the Sebs there, played cricket with St Barnabas and I got married there. The Reverend Thorpe was the vicar in 1965 when I was confirmed, and the Reverend Pigeon married us in 1974. Favourite eating spots in those early days were China Hall, a Chinese restaurant just west of Borwon Road, and the Old Greco Cafe, which was a popular trendy spot west of Borwon Road on the north side near Power Street. Hawaiian Eyes, which were toasted ham and cheese with a pineapple ring on top, with a go menu item late at night. As I lived on the south side of Whitehorse Road, I was zoned to go to Greythorn High School in North Borwon, not Borwon High, where most of my mates went. Greythorn and Borwon High had very good football teams in those days, and there was quite a rivalry. Other random memories were the Queen going down Whitehorse Road on her way to the Hillsville Sanctuary with everyone lining the street, riding our bikes to nearby wealthy houses in Mont Albert Road looking for jobs, and the tram regularly to Glenfrey Oval to watch the Hawks. The smell of those hot jam donuts sold from the grey van near the swimming pool still lingers, as does the sound of the peanut man yelling, "Peanuts, shilling a bag." I met my wife for 50 years, Sue Whitworth, who lived in Burroughs Road, Borwon. I met her at the Black and Blue Dance at the Borwon RSL Hall in Borwon Road. Kew Club was our favourite haunt in Kew, but locally Borwon had great church dances at St Silas and St Stephen's. Nearby other great venues were Peppers in Box Hill Town Hall, the Whitehorse in Blackburn, and also the Prospect Hotel in Kew.